Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I feel the master. I feel the... Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on.
Ready.
Y'all ready?
They ready.
We ready.
We ready.
We ready.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. We ready. Come on.
We ready.
Come on. Break bread, folks.
We
break
ready.
Come on. Break bread, folks.
We
break bread,
folks.
Come on. We ready.
We ready.
We ready.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. We ready.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey, yo. I cannot even wait. It's JN Fiend with the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm here with my brother, Brandon Phoenix. Brandon, say what's up.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate it. And I'm in the building.
I cannot even wait. It is game day. Game day. Let that sink in. All the waiting, all the time, all this stuff is over. It's here now. And we're not talking about a regular game. We got the backyard brawl. 100 years plus. 11 years since we played it. It's going down. I cannot wait. You're going to hear the hatred for it spew out throughout this entire episode. I can't wait to get to Acrisure Stadium. I can't wait to play them Panthers. Brandon, you ready? Jordan, you ready? Hey, spin the beat.
Well, there ain't no miscommunication. Got five blanks that need an explanation. Welcome back, RVK Nation, to another edition of I Got Five on It with the Raspy Voice Kids. Pit Edition. I'm your host, Jordan Tycuri, and let's get things kicked off with the first blank. Do you believe the offensive line has to be dominant for WVU to win?
Yes. I believe the offensive line has to be dominant for West Virginia to win because the skill players are not as good as I thought, as I think they could be. Like, I think our running backs are good, but they're like a B or a B plus. They're not A or A plus, not home run hitters. They're good, better than they were last year, I think, even, but they're not Tavon. They're not, you know, obviously not Tavon.
And we'll get into it more. Yeah, we'll go into it more when we go in, but your answer is yes or no?
The answer is yes.
Okay. I'm not with you. I don't think our offensive line has to be dominant. My answer is no. N-O. Now, keep up with us, because when we go in, we're going to explain why, the exact reasons. But my answer to that question is no. It doesn't have to be dominant.
Number two. Narduzzi versus Neil Brown. Blank has the advantage.
I'm going to give the advantage to Narduzzi. I hate saying that because I cannot stand looking at or listening to Pat Narduzzi in any form, fashion, or capacity. But I would say overall, so far in their head coaching tenures, Pat Narduzzi gets the nod. He's got the advantage.
I hear what you're saying. If you're saying who's the better coach, anybody with eyes can lean towards Narduzzi, who just won the ACC. I know it's not the Big 12, but it is a Power 5 conference. But the reason why I say Neil Brown, Brandon, is because he has a five-star quarterback coming in. Narduzzi lost his quarterback. He has Graham Harrell, a great offensive coordinator coming from USC. Narduzzi just lost Whipple. So as currently constructed, I know Pitt has a great defense. I'm going to give the slight edge to personnel where it matters. And maybe the coaching, the offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell, I'm giving the slight edge to Neil Brown in this one.
Wait, so are we judging their cast and crew, or are we judging them?
I just said blank has the advantage. I didn't say you could judge it any way you want to. I'm just saying blank. And by the way, for the record, I had every intention of going Narduzzi till I actually thought about it a little bit. My question is, who has the advantage going into this game?
If we're going cast and crew, then okay.
All things considered, Brandon. That's all-encompassing.
Yeah, all-encompassing, then I can see making an argument for Neil Brown. But if you're going head coaching, there's no question who has the advantage.
Okay. You got what you got.
Number 3. My players to watch are blank and blank. You can have 2, offense or defense.
My 2 players to watch are Tony Mathis, because we've got to establish the run game. In my opinion, that's what's going to make everything tick tomorrow or today, this evening. And Lee Koba, because Koba is going to be the quarterback on the defense. He's going to be making plays. He's going to be all over the field. Hopefully that's the way it goes. That's what I'm hoping. Koba and Mathis, those are my guys you're watching for.
I second that with the Koba. Absolutely. He has to be all over the field. He has to be a man amongst boys. He has to show up. But on offense, I know it's cliche to say the quarterback JT Daniels, but the truth is, and we'll get into this when I feel about my feelings about the offensive line, but just for now, we'll say number 18, the quarterback, I think he may have a bigger impact on this game. And it's definitely, let's see how good JT Daniels really is.
Number 4. Hearing the crowd can be as much as 75% West Virginia fans in Acrisure Stadium is blank.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing to know that Pitt fans still don't care about Pitt football, and that Mountaineer fans will make any place Morgantown anytime, any day.
Amen. I feel like it's I'm not going to say expected, but it's, you know what? I'm going to say embarrassing. It should be embarrassing for the Pitt alumni and student body in the entire school and the alumni. It's embarrassing. How can you get out? Brandon, you said it best on why we hate Pitt. You're getting outpaced in your own city by Penn State. You're getting outpaced in your own city by West Virginia. And here it comes to life. If it truly is 75-25, and like you said, if it's even close to 50-50, this proves the point that we've been talking the whole time. Nobody cares about the Pitt Panther football program. I love it.
Number 5. The final score of the game tonight will be blank.
Hold on. Let me tell you real quick. I'm going to tell you for sure because I made one prediction. I think I want to stick with my prediction. So,
you may go first.
I'm going to say the final score. No.
I'll go first. I think the final score.
I got it.
It's going to
31-27 West Virginia.
I like it. I think it's going to be a close game too. And actually mine's a 3-point game. 27-24. I think it's going to be hard for us to put up 27 points. I think that we'll start out with 10 points in the first quarter. I just expect a lot from an offensive coordinator trying to prove himself, a quarterback trying to prove himself. I think the first few drives, in the first 3 drives, I expect us to have 10 points. When that defense settles in, for Pitt, I think the points are going to be a little bit harder to come by, and over the next 3 quarters, we only score 17 points. West Virginia wins 27-24. That's what I got. That's what we got. That's what we do. That's what we see. Whoo! It's game day. It's game day. It's game day, man. We're ready to go in. Next segment. Let's go.
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course, the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family podcast.
Rack me, boys!
I'm going in, I'm going in, I'm going in, I'm going in.
And I'ma go hard, and I'ma go hard, and I'ma go hard.
We're going in, we're going in. It's time to go in. Yes, we are going in on a Thursday. Game day, backyard brawl day. I have COVID, so I'm not in Pittsburgh. Jan Fien is in the area.
Brandon,
he's there,
Brandon,
sure.
I'm going to cut you off for a second. I'm in the building. I'm in the booth. Brandon, how do you feel about tonight being the night? How do you feel about tonight? We play Pitt for the first time in 11 years. And they're ranked number 17. And they got some really big mouths.
Okay, so the last two things I don't care about. It's just that we're playing Pitt. I tweeted this. I love that I don't even care that they're ranked, that it wouldn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me that they're ranked. It's just that we're playing them. Playing them is all that matters.
Playing to them is all that matters to me, but the reason why I like that they're ranked and they had a great year last year, or a good year, shout out to Western Michigan, is the fact that they're a little bit chippy too. If this was a regular year, they would be chippy because normally they stink. But I like that they're up for it because they think they have something. That makes it more appealing to go in there and walk like a ball player all over them.
No, I agree. That does make the trash talk a little bit more fun. That does make this whole conversation, this Twitter conversation, all that stuff a little bit more fun. But Jeremy, you brought up a point during five on it that I want to explore a little bit more. Does the O-line need to be dominant for West Virginia to win? I said yes. You said no. Explain your position.
The offensive line does not have to be dominant for West Virginia to win. And what I mean is, if you look at the Sugar Bowl, afterwards, it looked like they were dominant. Yes, they executed well, but it was more coaching. Matter of fact, Georgia said we couldn't figure out their blocking schemes until...
So they were dominant.
Till the second half. What I mean is they don't have to play out of their minds. I think what I'm trying to say is I think it's more about the offensive coordinator. I honestly do. When you have a great defensive line that you're playing against, it's about quick screens and figuring out how you can manipulate that defense, how you can manipulate that defensive line, linebackers to draw them in. I think this is more about Graham Harrell and what he can do as an offensive coordinator than it is about the offensive linemen actually holding their blocks. You have a seasoned veteran quarterback. I know he's in a new system, but a seasoned veteran quarterback. You know, I like to think our offensive line is great, but that defensive line is nasty. I think they're going to be in there quick, and you know that. So on WTAP today, they said, what do you think the first play is going to be? And I said, I honestly think it's going to be a wide receiver screen. I don't know if it's going to be play action. I don't know if it's just a straight throw to the receiver. The reason why I say this is because you have to figure out a way to nullify or slow down that defensive line. That's my point. I feel like the line, offensive line, doesn't have to be dominant. They just need to do their jobs for long enough for the offense coordinator, you know what I mean, to outmaneuver what the defense is doing and to outmaneuver the great defensive line that Pittsburgh has. Those are my feelings.
Well, I can see what you're
makes
saying.
Sense? Does it make sense?
It makes sense. It does. But I really do think the offensive line is going to have to be dominant. And I don't think
they're
not dominating nobody, Brandon.
Like, I said nobody. That sounds really disrespectful. They ain't dominating Pitt's defensive line.
I mean, they're not going to punk Pitt's defensive line. They're going to have a.
What's the difference? Hold on. You know, Brandon, what's the difference between dominating and punking? One's a more kosher term than the other, but it's the same thing. If you dominate, you punk. That's what it is.
Nah, I guess you're right. They don't have to be dominant. They don't have to be dominant, but they're going to have to be solid.
Oh, whoa. Stop the presses. Did he just say I'm right? Bro, I'm telling you. Have you ever heard I also hate Pitt say you're right? Whew. Jeremy 1, ex-wife 0. Jeremy 1, ex-wife 0.
Listen. All I'm saying is so many jokes to be made, but all I'm saying is they're going to have to play a very good game. This is not going to be won just by X's and O's. This is going to be won by Jimmy's and Joe's. There's going to have to be tenacity from that offensive line. They're going to have to open up and hold blocks for Tony Mathis to run through, for Justin Johnson to run through, for that running back stable to run through. I think the first play of the game is going to be a run. I think it'll be a run. And I don't really care what it is as long as it's effective, but I think we're going to try to establish the run early and often. I could be wrong, but I think that's what's going to happen. I think part
Brandon,
of it, too,
running
is
on
because...
This defense, hold up. I know you're just talking, but running early and often on this defense? That's what you think?
We'll see.
There's no way, Brandon. There's no way. I see bubble screens. I see halfback passes. I see quick hitters, some slants, some quick outs. Yeah. Look, if a halfback throws a touchdown, I feel like you owe me something. Because I feel like, all right, I said a touchdown. Throws a pass for more than 20 yards. I kind of feel it, Brandon. I kind of am feeling a halfback throw somewhere. Where? I don't know.
You said you were going to take a shot. How many shots did you take?
Well, I'm working on my second one here in a second, whenever I let you take over talking.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, speaking of talking, by the way, so while we're saying this, we got that out of the way. Speaking of talking, everybody's up in arms about Keaton Slovis saying F West Virginia, right? And this is just funny to me. Like, I don't know why everybody's upset about this. Like, what's he supposed to say?
Amen. What in the world is he supposed to say?
What's Keaton Slovis supposed to say? He's supposed to say that he hates West Virginia. He's supposed to say that our mothers are inappropriate names. He's supposed to say that we're inbred. He's supposed to say all the stuff that Pitt Panthers fans and family members have said for generations. Like, we say ESP, ESP, ESP. We say that all the time. We say it nonstop. We sing it to a song. And then you have people out there saying, stay classy, Pittsburgh.
No, it's so funny. Have you seen that? Even the horns down stuff. Like, we do horns down all the time. I understand it's not a cuss word, but it's igniting the fan base when they see it before we play. Like, what are you guys talking about?
That's different, Jeremy. That's different than this. Like, we literally say, eat excrement pit. And then we're going to get mad at him for saying F West Virginia at a pep rally. Come on.
I'm not just talking about.
Huh?
People have really been mad about that? Like legitimately mad? Like, I've seen some things. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, come at him. And call him out. Brandon, people are legitimately mad at that.
You didn't see Dale Wolfley's tweet?
Next subject.
Stay classy, Pittsburgh, is what he said.
I was hoping. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Come on. I call it Keaton Slovis hypocrisy because, come on, what's he supposed to say? What are they supposed to do? We literally cuss at them. They cuss at us. I mean, come on. There's no surprises here. There's nothing other than the fact that Keaton Slovis himself said, eat excrement, Pitt, back in 2014. What are we really talking about right now? I mean, I don't get it. But it's so stupid to me. I do love what is not stupid. What is not stupid is Neil Brown playing that video of Keaton Slovis saying that on a loop in the locker room.
The most beautiful thing I've seen. That is awesome. Awesome. Never forget it. You know who would do that, Brandon?
So,
say it again.
Any coach worth his salt? Yeah. Any coach worth his salt?
King Saban. That's the kind of stuff he would do. I love it. Yeah. Play it on a loop.
So, a lot of people talk about our secondary, myself included. And one of the things people talk about is the fact that the secondary is young. And a lot of the people that we're talking about playing have been young players. Jed Drenning pointed out, though, the fact that the secondary is not necessarily young. By way of transfers, you got Rashad Ajay from Colorado State. He's a corner. He started 34 games. He's played in 37 games. Jasir Cox, who's a spear. He's from North Dakota State. Started 24 games. He's played in 47 games. Marcus Floyd, another defensive back. Murray State. Started 23 games, played in 34 games. And then Wesley McCormick, a corner from JMU. Started 22 games, played in 49 games. That's a lot of playing time for four guys in a secondary where people say they haven't played that much. And Jed Drenning said, young secondary, not so fast, my friend.
But like Jeremy. It. I like it. So here's the thing, Jeremy, that people need to... Go ahead.
What are you going to say? I want to hear what you say first.
No, I was going to say, first of all, don't get it twisted. Like, so you mentioned four players who were transfers in. Two of them played, one of them played at JMU, one of them played at North Dakota State. Granted, they are not Power 5 schools.
One played at Murray State.
But my point is, two of those guys have played on people playing on schools playing high caliber football. North Dakota State has won a lot of national championships here in the last 10 years. JMU has been in the national championship, little circle the last few years. These are two guys who have extensive time playing against high-caliber competition, especially in high-caliber situations. Not Power 5. No, you're right. Not Power 5. But they have been in programs that are good programs.
This does not allay my fears at all, Jeremy. What I'm concerned about is... Now, yes, I shouldn't say it doesn't allay my fears at all. It allays my fears some. I'm glad they've played, and I'm glad they've played a lot. But they have not played at a Power 5 level. So that's one knock.
True.
They've not played together. That's another knock.
True.
They've not played in this system. That's another knock.
True.
All of those things are things that I'm concerned about. So when you talk about players returning. Huh?
No, you're so worried about the secondary. And I understand why. I do think Wilson Lamp is going to ball out. I know we have Charles Woods on the other side. And I understand why you would be concerned, as the rest of Mountaineer Nation may be, but I will also say, and maybe I'm just being stupid, but every year West Virginia has put up a defense that is garnered some sort of respect, like that's solid enough, good enough, not even good enough, pretty good. At minimum, it's been pretty good under Jordan Leslie in a day when he was here. They were always pretty good. So, like, I understand we lost some players, but, like, I give them a benefit of the doubt because every year they show up, no matter who we lose, even when we don't lose starters. Even if we lose, we lost all kinds of people in the secondary over the last few years, and yet somehow we always put a product on the field that I can respect. So I hear what you're saying, but the reason why I don't worry as much is once you've shown me something, I kind of believe it.
Now, see, that I believe in. I believe in Jordan Leslie. I believe in him. And that is why I'm not as concerned about the defense as I would be under other circumstances. But the secondary to me is the Achilles heel. That is the concern. That is the issue. That is what we have to worry about. Can Pitt exploit it? They think so. We'll find out. The nice thing is
Let me just say this real quick. If Addison were at Pitt right now, I would pick Pitt to win this game. He is not. Pickett is not. Whipple is not. That's the reason why I give ourselves the edge, 27-24. Continue on.
A lot of Pitt fans will tell you that Whipple was the reason they lost to Western Michigan. Whipple was the reason they lost to Miami. People will tell you that Whipple was a problem rather than a solution.
How can they say that after watching the Nebraska game against Northwestern?
Well, I mean, he wasn't like great against Northwestern. They weren't bad.
I was completely joking. After the first few drives, that offense went nowhere. It didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Frost is wrong saying the offense has to be a lot more creative in this league. When in fact the problem is giving up all the yards they gave up rushing and all the yards they gave up total to Northwestern, but whatever. There are people who feel like they're Pitt fans who feel like they'll be better without Whipple, just FYI. But that's where I am with those things.
No, that's how it goes. You never miss your water till your well runs dry, right? A lot of people thought they'd be better without Mac Brown, right? A lot of people thought they'd be better. Yeah. There's a lot of coaches. There's a lot of coaches where when Rich Rod left.
Bo Pelini's the best one.
Bo Pelini, when Rich Rod left, I'm not saying that Mountaineer fans felt this way, but there's some higher ups at West Virginia who felt like we'll be all right because they felt like maybe they were the ones who helped do it. Amen. And they going to find out. In the words of Kevin Hart, they going to learn today. So, Brandon, one of the biggest things for me is like, so how many times do we start a football year or like a big game and you're like, oh, snap, if we just had. Have you thought about the fact that tonight we have no injuries that have been reported? We have nobody on team discipline. There's no suspension. There's no he didn't qualify.
Jeremy, you're not going to know any of that stuff until game time.
That's true, but right now I'm feeling awfully high of the fact that it looks like it's smooth sailing from our players. Brandon, right now I'm telling you, like, our big players are all playing. It's all here. I am super pumped just to, like, I don't know, when that sank in, I'm like, because every year, like, right before the first game, it's, oh, he didn't qualify. He's going to have to sit out for team discipline.
St. McCloud got stabbed. Lynn J. Dixon got kicked off the team.
I'm not too worried about Lynn J. Dixon.
I'm not either. I'm just saying they're guys who we thought would contribute who are not with the team.
Yeah, I'm just not super worried about it. Now, if Koba would have went down, I'd have been like, oh, come on now. Always. Charles Woods, something would have happened. I mean, Brandon, think about it. I mean, there was years where David Long Jr. went down. When there was, from Aquipa?
Draymond.
Safety. Draymond Askew Henry. He was, I mean, after a spectacular, like, freshman or sophomore year, he gets hurt. Brandon, why am I forgetting all these names? Number 8.
Carl Joseph.
Remember he was on crutches? Like every year it felt like something was happening. Somebody was missing. Somebody couldn't play. This year it looks like we're healthy. It looks like we're ready to go. I don't know. I'm just pumped for it. The other thing is I keep telling myself, every single year we drink the Kool-Aid. Mountaineer Nation, we drink the Kool-Aid every single year. And every year we get so high or get so low. I've told myself over and over again, I'm going to mature this year. And I don't care what I see from the first two drives. I'm going to stay buckled in. Because I feel like the first couple drives are always scripted. We've said this before. After the game starts. Now, you can win or lose based off the first two drives if it's a defensive game. But I'm telling Mountaineer Nation, do not get too high or too low what you see off the first couple drives. We'll find out about who the West Virginia Mountaineers are after those first few drives. We'll see about their coaching. We'll see about the resiliency. So don't get too hyped up. Don't, you know, throw something at your TV. Be on and be ready for the ride, because those first two drives do not make the entire game. You feel me?
Amen. 100% on board.
But how important is this game really, Brandon?
West Good Virginia question. Pitt, I'm glad we got here.
West Virginia Pitt, over 104 times we've played. I think this will be the 105th time. Haven't played in 11 years. Yeah. Backyard brawl, 75 miles from each other. The steel mill workers versus the coal miners. We hate each other. That's real. That's passionate. That's not fake. Rivalry game. First game of the year. How much does it really mean to our season?
So now those are two different questions. It means a lot emotionally. It means a lot to our culture. It means a lot to our ego, but it does not mean very much to our season. Why? Because it's the first game of the season, Jeremy. Now, while it's true, no team has won the college football playoff after losing the first game of the season, we don't have college football playoff aspirations, not this year. Okay, believe it or not, hurt hater, I know I'm hurting your feelings by saying we're not going 15-0, but this is my prediction, we're not going 15-0, okay? Now that that's out of the way, they're not in our conference. So losing to them doesn't really impact our conference aspirations. Even if we had a chance at winning the conference, competing for a conference title, that wouldn't have an impact on us. Losing to them does not rule us out of a bowl game. Vegas has us at 5.5 over under. The 5.5 win is being the total for the over under for the season. So losing to them still leaves us in position to win plenty of games to get over the 5.5. So, I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's really overall not that big of a deal if we lose to Pitt, except for the fact that I will hate it and I'll be furious and I will break things. But overall,
I think you're right in some capacity. I mean, think about Nebraska. They just lost to Northwestern over in Ireland. And afterwards, I can't remember which player had the nerve to say, you know, this is the worst game we've ever played. We're not going to play like that for the rest of the season. Like, if we play like that and only lose by 7 points, it's going to be scary for the rest of the year. Yeah, players are delusional, okay? So yes. If we lose this game, especially with a senior-laden team, or what I mean is, like, you know, Dante Still senior, Koba, JT Daniels, I don't know if he's a senior. I mean, he may have one extra year.
No, I'm just saying we're getting... 2 years left to play.
Okay, he has 2 years, but they're upperclassmen. So they're going to be playing for something. But for me, Brandon, this really is more divided into two different sections. Team and coaches-wise? Oh, not at all. No big deal. Not no big deal, but... Look, you got to hop back on that horse and get ready to play, because you lose nothing when it comes towards conference play. But from a fan's perspective, Brandon, it's Armageddon. If we lose and look bad, from a fan's perspective, it is Armageddon. I know.
No, it doesn't matter if we do. Jeremy, it doesn't matter if we look great and lose. If we lose, we lose. It's Armageddon.
It's not quite the Armageddon. If it's a close 32-31 loss, last second field goal, I get it. 1 second. You know, these fall allergies. Give me a second. One second. Excuse me.
I'm pushing back on the fall allergies. For everybody out there pushing fall, it is not fall. It is summer. It is still summer.
Are we about to play football? Then it's fall, son. Then it's fall, son. Anyway, my thing is, for fans, Brandon, if we get smashed, the hot seat, and I know we can't let him go for 2 years because he has some $20 million buyout the next couple years, But Brandon, when it comes to fans, you say, what'll happen or what's it really mean? Yes, this is a big deal. If West Virginia loses a Pitt, especially if they don't look good, it is going to be the most uncomfortable next couple years you've ever seen. And that's saying a lot.
Wait, you're mixing
it
stuff.
It is going to be
first
nasty.
First you were talking about fans. Right. First you were talking about fans, and then you started talking about Neil Brown.
I'm saying the pressure fans are going to put on Neil Brown, the hate, the ignorance, the you know how fans
you're saying
get.
That, but what if they go 10-2?
Brandon, if they lose to Pitt the first game, it is going to be nasty. Now, if he turns it around, okay. But there's at least 3 weeks before you play Virginia Tech. You're going to have 3 weeks of the nastiest nasty that you've experienced at West Virginia. Because you can't change the narrative until you play Virginia Tech. And if somehow we can beat them or blow them out, okay, maybe it changes. But you got 3 weeks before that happens. Brandon, if from a fan's perspective, if we lose and it's ugly against Pitt, it's going to be a really, really, really ugly 3 weeks for everybody.
I'm curious. When's the last time we lost to Pitt and Virginia Tech in the same season?
Ooh,
good question for John Antonik.
Yeah, hit him up. Brandy, got anything else? Because I got one more thing. I'm going to change the narrative. But do you have anything else?
No, beat Pitt. That's it. Beat Pitt.
Those are your final words before the game tonight? That's all you have to tell the Mountaineer Nation?
Jack Fleming, beat Pitt.
Two words, very clear. I also wanted to say my last few words is we're changing this narrative. I'm sick of this narrative. I can't stand Pitt. Pitt, all they do is ruin seasons. We've had so many good years, great years in these last few decades. I can't remember how many games in a row we've won against Pitt in all kinds of forms and fashions. And all they want to do is bring up a certain number. So I'm changing that narrative. I'm changing the number. From now on, when you hear 13-9, don't let those haters get to you. I want you to think, when you hear 13, think of the 13 straight wins West Virginia has as their longest winning streak against Pitt. We've won 13 times in a row. Not right now, but in history. Our longest winning streak is 13 games. And Pittsburgh's longest winning streak is only 9. So, we're flipping it. We're going to win this tonight. Upset them. A ranked squad. And from now on, when you think 13-9, think about our winning streak versus their winning streak. Forget them dudes. Let's show them how we do. This is the RVK. I'm Jay and Fiend. I'm with my brother. I also hate Pitt, a.k.a. Brandon Phoenix. And I can't wait. If y'all see me in the building, if y'all see me in the stadium, get at me. Pitt fans, too. We here.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.